Now, here's the Bible reading for today. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves, and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, saith, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And we'll conclude our Bible reading there at the 14th verse of the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. If you were listening to the program last Sunday, I spoke to you about the little maid who was taken into Syria as a captive and was serving in the house of a very important general in the Syrian army, whose name was Naaman. And she was the little maid who said, If my master was able to get to the prophet in Israel, he would heal him of his leprosy. And you remember that message, perhaps, if you were able to listen to it. If you missed it, well, why not go on to the website and listen to it there? Today, I want to speak to you about a little lad by the Sea of Galilee. So from the little maid in Syria to the little lad by Galilee. All 4 Gospels record this amazing and wonderful event, the feeding of the 5,000. In fact, it's Matthew who said there were 5,000 men beside women and children. So there could have been many, many more than just 5,000. But it does specifically mention 5,000 people as being gathered for this great gathering, listening to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is at the town of Bethsaida, which means the house of fishing or the place to hunt. And it was the hometown of Peter and Andrew and Philip. It was right beside the Sea of Galilee. He was ministering there. And as this particular day was wearing on towards sunset, and it was time for the people to go home, they had been listening to him right throughout that day. It had been a long day, and they were hungry. And the Savior, of course, was sensitive to the physical needs of his people as much as he was to their spiritual needs. He knew that they were hungry. And so how is this great need going to be met? It is in John's Gospel that we read specifically about this little boy, the lad, as he's referred to in verse 9. Matthew, Mark, and Luke don't make any mention about the lad. It does mention about the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fish. And there, of course, is something else that's small. The lad was small, and the fish were small. And the barley loaves, of course, were small too. They were part of a very poor person's lunch or eating. So this boy was from a poor home, but his mother had probably packed these little barley loaves for him, and he set off for the day. Perhaps he had gone fishing, and he had caught himself a couple of little fish. But he found himself caught up in this great crowd of people who were now listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, could he have anticipated that he would become such an integral person and part of the story that we have just read? How could he have known that before that day would end and he would return back to the humble home where he lived, that he would see such an amazing event, and that he, of all people, would be such a vital part of the solution? Now, if we were to listen to Matthew's record, and of course he says women and children, there were obviously many children who would be gathered in a crowd of that size. But this boy particularly was picked out and selected as the person who could meet the need. It was Andrew, typically Andrew, because he was always finding someone to bring to Jesus. It was Andrew who had spotted this little boy, had seen him or contacted him. Their paths had crossed in the providence of God. And Andrew said to the Lord Jesus, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes." But you know, even in the very next phrase, we see Andrew's apprehension as to how this could meet the need. "But what are they among so many?" He was going to witness, just as the boy did, how the Lord could do something with something very little. And I know that today is just the same. The Lord Jesus Christ can do a lot with something that's very little. But first of all, it must pass under his control. And in this event, as the boy is brought to Jesus, he willingly offers up his lunch, gives it to the master. You're saying today, "Well, I'm very small and very insignificant. I don't have much to offer. I've only got the little barley loaves and 2 small fish of talent or ability or anything like that." But you've wondered, perhaps, could ever God use you? I want you to know today that if you come under his control, then he can make something powerful and wonderful and miraculous through your life. And he can do amazing things with you. Praise God today. He's looking for people who will step into the breach at a moment of crisis, at a time of challenge, a time of need, and they become a vital link to his great purpose to show his glory and manifest his power to many, many people. How many little people, how many insignificant people have been taken up by the Lord and used for the glory of God? Amy Carmichael was just a humble girl from a family at Mill Isle. She gave her life to Jesus Christ. She placed her life into the hands of the Savior as a consecrated offering. And praise God, he took her to reach so many people in India. Yes, Gladys Aylward was just the little woman. She was so small. No missionary society would accept her. But that little lady went to China. And what an amazing work Gladys Aylward did. My wife met Gladys when she was just a young girl. She remembers going to a meeting in Belfast when Gladys Aylward came and spoke at the meeting. God takes little things, and when they come under his control, he can do something majestic with them. He wants you to put yourself under his control. Not only was it a small boy with a small lunch, but here, whenever it was put under the master's control, it was put under the Savior's control willingly. It became his by divine courtesy. The little fellow could have said, "Well, this is all I have. I really need to keep it for myself. I am hungry too." But he was willing to place his lunch, his picnic, his little offering into the hands of the Lord Jesus. It was willingly yielded. And you know, God respects and recognizes the free agency of his creatures. And everywhere he comes to people asking for their heart's devotion, you know, I'm reminded of a verse in the scriptures. "My son, give me thine heart." The Lord does not force us into any surrender of anything that we have, but he merely comes alongside us and invites us, gives us the opportunity to place into his hands what we have. And I was thinking as I was preparing, you know that song we sing, "Father, I place into your hands the things that I can't do. Father, I place into your hands the places and the people and the persons and the things that I've been through. Yes, we have to do that. We have to give ourselves. The Bible speaks about us yielding ourselves unto God. And he says in the book of Romans, the Lord speaks to us through the Apostle Paul, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And what does he say? You will prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Lord Jesus, it says here in the passage in John chapter 6, said, Jesus himself knew what he would do. The disciples didn't know at that moment, but the Lord knew, and he knew there was a boy there with a lunch, and he knows you, and he knows where you are, and he knows what you have to give, and he knows what if you will give, he will take, and what he takes, he will cleanse and fill and use. Oh, yes, how wonderful it is to be taken up into the purpose and power of God for the life and ministry of his work, and indeed for an opportunity that he should be glorified and people see him and hear of him through you. This is the challenge to your life today. When he took the lunch, the Bible says, he blessed it. He blessed it. And I love that. The blessedness that flows from Jesus into the thing that comes into his possession. Did you ever think about that? The blessedness which flows from Jesus into the thing which comes into his possession. There he stood before the vast multitude, and looking up to heaven, he blessed the loaves and fishes. And literally it means he spoke well of them. He eulogized them according to Young's Concordance. He told God the Father in thanksgiving that the bread was good and the fish were nourishing. And what seemed so ordinary to the people, and remembering what I said earlier on, the barley loaf was the lowliest, meanest of foodstuff for the poor people. What was so ordinary to the people, the great Lord of the barley harvest saw as filled with quality and possibility. And I want you to take that as an encouragement and an inspiration to your own life. They had passed into divine possession, and these little morsels were entering the realm of the miraculous. And they were now going to be above natural law, under the will of the Creator of all laws, and ready almost to be miraculously multiplied. That's you. That can happen through you. To lift your life above the realm of the natural, to be under the will of Him who is the controller of all laws, and ready to make you a vessel for his miraculous use. And two things that I want to say very briefly in conclusion to this little message here. The blessing of divine appreciation. He appreciated the virtues of the little lunch. And when we come under the control of the Lord Jesus Christ, God takes us up and he blesses us. And he says grace over us in the highest sense. He thanks the Father that we are worth saving. He praises him for the value of our souls and bodies and capabilities and for all the possibilities he sees in us. What can be done in us and what can be done through us? I know that he values us. He values me. He values you. And that is demonstrated in the fact that he was willing to leave the glories of heaven, come to the humiliation of life's journey and the humiliation of the cross, and suffer and bleed and die in my place, that he might save me and then take my redeemed life and turn it into something useful for his glory. And he prizes our faith, our love, and our fellowship. He rejoices that he has the privilege of saving us, washing us in his blood, and imparting his own character and holiness and glory into our lives. And we who are only rough, common barley loaves can become something of true value in the power of the Spirit and through the life of Jesus flowing through our lives. Yes, and that brings me to the last brief point, the blessing of divine impartation. He poured into those elements a stream of miraculous power, multiplied them, and made them instruments to show forth His glory. And of course, God the Holy Spirit wants your yielded heart, your yielded life today. And if He can get that, oh, how He will bless you. Oh, how He will work through you by His Spirit and His mighty power, and He will make you a vessel unto honor, sanctified and suitable for the Master's use. You know, when D.L. Moody was still a young man, setting out into the world of evangelism, one day he heard a man called Henry Varley, say, "The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully and wholly consecrated to Him." When D.L. Moody heard these words, he said, "The speaker did not say, 'A great man, or a learned man, or a rich man, or a wise man, or an eloquent man, or a smart man,' but simply, 'A man.' I am a man, and it lies with the man himself whether he will or will not make that entire and full consecration. I will try my uttermost to be that man." Let go and let God of His way. Let go and let God of His way. And praise God today. He will take your life and He will make it just like He made the loaves and fishes, given by the little lad, and put the two together, and what a wonderful evening that became. This can be the day when your life can move into a new level of usefulness for the Lord. Give Him what you have and watch Him move and work through it and work through you and make you a blessing in the 21st century for the glory of the Lord Jesus. And if you've never come to the Savior, perchance you have never been to the cross, you haven't even started yet on the journey, and you have never come to the point of surrendering and repenting of your sin, let alone give your life to Jesus Christ for service, oh, what a day this can be for you to come to a vital encounter, to meet the Master. I'm sure that little boy was never the same again after that day. Who knows what he became? I don't know, but I know what God can make you if you will let Him have your heart, soul, and life, and body, and love Him supremely. He will make you a vessel for His glory and for the promotion of His kingdom. May the Lord bless you and bless this little message to your heart today.